from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yep, lost a bit. until I was at the game on Sunday. By the way, what was it? What was the grab my keys, guys, let's go moment? I'm trying to remember. Grab the keys, and I said, let's go.
Were you at the game Sunday?
Yes.
Which was the game four.
That was
so
the
that's
final.
You literally realized it was going to happen,
yeah,
and you were
the
at
video,
the game.
Did the video before we left. I said, please, let's not do this. I'm sitting there, and I think it was, it was Pena. I think Pena got a 2-run double. I think he made it. Did he think he'd make it 7-2?
Yeah, it had to be that 3-run eighth.
Yeah, it was the eighth. Because I was ready to get up because it looked like Yordan hit a ball right towards us and it was going to go out for his third homer, but it was to the track. But it was enough for Dubon to tag up and get back over there. And then, yeah, I think it was Payne. No, it was Diaz. That's who it was. Diaz sent my ass on. I said, let's go. Get the damn keys. Let's go.
At that point, were you thinking about it? Was it more about the team losing and getting swept and embarrassing you, or was it more about I'm fixing to die this block?
It was a little bit of both. And knew I was going to do this silliness. But we're here. We're blind. We're here. But that was Sunday. Yesterday, the Astros, they headed up to Cincinnati. And they lost that opening game of that series. They're off today, but they will play and finish off those next two games next 2 days.
You ever seen that? Why is there an off day in the middle of the series?
It's usually at the beginning of the season I see that for like rainouts in certain places where
so it's
you'll
a day
play
that was
opening
stuck in
day,
there just in case?
You'll play opening day. I don't know if that – not normally now, but usually early in the season you'll play – teams will play opening day and then won't play the second day.
Yesterday, like when Dana Brown said that we could possibly see Tucker Wednesday or Thursday, I'm looking up and I'm like, man, they're playing on Monday. This ain't another 4-game series. What the hell? Well, this is a 3-game series. What are we looking at? So I go back and look at the schedule. I'm like, well, damn, there's an off day between game one and game two. I hadn't seen that, but that don't mean much. I don't necessarily study the.
But they lose 5-3, and Verlander wasn't able to get to the fifth. He was pulled out in the fourth inning, Clint. And this is, I think, what's say? This is three starts. He's been back three starts, and you know there was some things you would say in the first one, like he got started, but then he came on late in the second game. I believe his thoughts were, hey, I just gave up one bad pitch, and I just had one pitch I'd like to get back, and then they lose this one again, and he struggles some more. He is making things a bit interesting here, Clint, because he is he clearly production wise is not up there with I can argue everybody else in the staff right now.
Yeah.
Ronel Blanco, who I think is probably next, has struggled a bit, but not like this.
Yeah,
like he is make right now. His name has him as a spot in the rotation if they got to the playoffs.
Look, here's the deal. The positive with Verlander in his second outing is he threw 107 pitches. Obviously, from a medical standpoint, the training staff, the team doctors, the general manager and the manager, they're all comfortable with Justin Verlander going the distance. They're comfortable. He's back to whatever pitch count he was on before the injury and has ever been on because he threw 107 pitches. That's the positive, right? The negative is, if you watch the game, he couldn't control any of his pitches. I mean, he was all over the place, and it wasn't
like he wants to, at least.
And it wasn't like a scary, like, what the hell's going on. It's just, you know, his, when he was trying to paint the corners, he was just a little bit off. And when he threw the off-speed stuff, it wasn't, it was either starting outside, too far outside the zone, or it wasn't breaking enough to get back in there. So he was just, he didn't have command or control of anything, of the off-speed or, you know, the fastball. So it was definitely a rough day for Verlander. And look, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was, to be completely honest with you. I mean, I looked up talking about Verlander ain't
loaded
got it
with nobody else to keep.
Yeah, hell, he walked the first three. Yeah. Well, then, but you look up and you know he's given up two, and he's going to the fifth inning, and you're like, oh, okay, well then obviously it got to four, but yeah, that, I mean that Verlander's got to get better. Verlander's got to get back to being able to have that elite command that he's always had. Now that they got the pitch count back to where his ability to go deep in games in terms of pitch counts, now he's got to get it all back to normal.
When was the last time Alex Bregman played? Since we were here? I think since the last time he played was when we were all here together, I believe Thursday.
Was it?
I think he played Thursday. It might have been Wednesday. You know what? I don't think he played Thursday. I think it might have been Wednesday.
August 29th.
Yeah, he has been off and not playing in these games. We'll see, and obviously we will let you know immediately if we hear anything about him playing tomorrow. But right now he has had days off, and they said the swelling has gone down.
Where art thou?
Better. This is, especially off the Kyle Tucker thing, which we will get to here in a little bit later.
Well, we better.
This Alex Bregman thing is making me a little bit more concerned for the Astros of how serious this injury is and how often he's going to, like, what are they going to do with him? And it seems like they might want to stop this. I believe you said it when it first happened. Stop this third base thing. Hey, your new designated hitter, Alex Bregman. Well, he played third base 3 or 4 days in a row, and now we haven't seen him for about 4 or 5 games. So the Alex Bregman thing is the other story to really watch with this team now comfortably ahead of the Mariners in the West.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.